I want to return to this issue of true power, our gift from the infinite, a discussion we began last week. Running parallel with it will be two other little fish we're following. First, as Proudhon says, truth can only be determined by all of us disinterestedly. An implied question inherent in this being, how important to us is truth? Or to which among us is the truth critical, crucial, and to which is it not? And the erections of the global statesman on lies is paper thin and easily collapses when truth tests it. Easily collapses when we look at it. The lies exposed crack the system open. We see the hidden mechanisms of hate, and the earth moves in us in response to it, and our hearts and minds grow into that new space. And we finally can see one another, see the power that we are, see the goodness, see the suffering that we bore without complaint. And what we want now, more than anything, is to see each other laughing in our freedom sun, so long awaited, so well come. So when my son says, I know that we're all connected, on an intellectual level, I know the eternal is real. How do we experience the eternal? All it means to me is that he, me, we, all of us, have been for too long sad, because we came feeling it, being it. As George Lamming says, free is how you is from the start. And when it looked different, you got to move, just move. And when you moving, say, that is a natural freedom make you move. And that's quoted in the book, Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work, which you can download free as a PDF from the Waking Up or Tools pages of the Nascence to End Work website. We want a world in which decisions are based on the demonstrated truth. We want a world in which decisions are based on the demonstrated truth is the insight Proudhon led us to see. And also, what can only happen if we are all free, we want a world in which no one covets our unique gift of deep reflection, i.e. of thought led by love. No one covets our gifts that come because we are honest, because we attend to the infinite. Because this that they covet is it, isn't it? What all their hate is about. Prince described it perfectly in Thieves in the Temple. I feel like they're looking for my soul, like a poor man looking for gold. Prince's gift of succinct clarity comes from deep reflection, the very thing of which the power guys are incapable. So they covet it, or rather its results. As Shakespeare said, those that much covet are with gain so fond, foolish, that what they have not, that which they possess, they scatter and unloose it from their bond. And that's from the Rape of Lucrece. Poor men looking for gold, who are desperate both to seem to have what they have not, a fertile, imaginative, and original process of thought, and to be what they are not, demonstrably superior, entitled to rule. Recall that global statesmen base their moral authority on Plato's Republic and their fantasy of ancient Greece, a movie in which wise men stroll along pristine paths, deep in reflection, while lesser men and women do their bidding in order to preserve for them the time to pursue their all-important work of perfecting the idea, quote unquote. Sebastian de Grazia, who wrote On Time, Work, and Leisure, explained that it was this fantasy that inspired what Jeremy Bentham considered a mistake, the insertion of the founders of the U.S. state, of the clause that we, and of course actually they intended this clause only for them, the faux citizens of their new republic, that we have the right to abolish any state that interferes with our right to pursue happiness. Leisure, they reasoned, freedom from all worldly pursuits should only be for them, the demonstrably superior, while we, the lessers, perform with grace the tasks assigned to us, whatever the thinkers require to allow them the leisure to think. But there's a gap in their plan. They forgot to read Alice. For if they had, they would better understand why tyrants, sadists, bullies must be bandits. For when they try to use their minds creatively, as opposed to using their intelligence to express their early childhood distress at being bullied and taught to be sadists, by plotting discord, destruction, and suffering, they find that nobody's home, that there's no there, nobody upstairs. They have no independent thought process because their parents destroyed it when they were infants. So inherently, they must be thieves. They rely on stealing the creative work of others and using them, this work, to validate the system. Souls left emaciated in infancy have a bottomless hunger for attention and recognition. And stealing the wealth of others becomes their reason to be.
Take a look inside.
That'll be the time.
That'll be the time. sunshine.